hypertext.
Hypertext? All right. Dirk will now explain what a hypertext novel is.
I will. Will I?
It's your turn.
It's my turn?
I did it.
Well, I was prepared to be Scott, I was prepared to be William, but I was not prepared to describe the hypertext novel. Should I describe the genesis of this ridiculous project?
Not in any detail.
Okay.
We've got half an hour left. We're going to try to stop after an hour.
I know. Yep.
Because this is endless, we're going to cut ourselves off.
We will put the hypertext novel's address up here, but right now on the World Wide Web is the hypertext.
Have, the address.
Oh, the address on there.
Cool. Stickers.
William is always prepared because this new motto and the motto that we have all adopted is promotion before dignity. The hypertext novel is called The Unknown, and it is called The Unknown because we three considered ourselves unknown. We were unappreciated, unknown, unpublished, or not published enough, or if you're in William's case, you have to start your own book company called Spineless Books and publish your own self, and we decided we needed to expand that a little further because we both like each other's work and both like the other each other's work and so forth and so on, and we thought it was a shame that everybody else was not aware of all this great work that we so much appreciated. So we decided to put together an anthology that would be called The Unknown, because very, well, appropriately, of course.
First we wanted to do the criticism, actually. First we wanted to do a book of criticism about each other's work. But then we reasoned that if we just published the criticism without the work itself, people
exactly.
would get awfully confused.
Exactly. So since we're all academics at heart, sadly to say, we did start with criticism first and then go to the work later, which is, you know, an interesting progression.
Okay.
But we decided to follow that progression. Not only do you do the criticism first and then do the anthology and work that criticism criticizes, we decided that what we should do either before that was begin the promotional tour for these books before the tour actually happened. And to document that tour in hypertext, which, if you're on the World Wide Web and you know anything about when you go on the World Wide Web, what's the thing that happens most? You see links, those little underlined words that you click on that takes you to some other page. So a hypertext novel involves several pages that you would put onto the World Wide Web using the hypertext markup language, HTML, and it would include all these pages, several links. So
links. Now on links, when we say a word that's a link, we're going to ring a bell.
Right.
William's going to read.
But you're getting ahead of the thing.
Okay, well, you're... You know.
So, the difference between a regular novel and a hypertext novel is that the reader has much more control over which direction they're going to take. Of course, in a regular novel, you could open it up at any page, and you could start reading on page 100 if you wanted to, and many of us probably do that, and then we decide, oh, well, we're going to go back to the beginning. But pretty much, a novel, in the normal sense of the word, is a pretty linear process. You go from A to Z. Well, in a hypertext novel, you begin at some arbitrary A, but where you go from there is up to you, the reader, the audience. And to incorporate that action, just like Scott said, we're going to allow you, the audience, to direct us through the hypertext novel. So we will begin with a random page. I don't know which page they picked out. And at every time that a hypertext link that would take you to another page in the World Wide Web is reached, you will hear this bell. So you have to, as an audience, be very alert. You have to actually participate. Now, this is, I know, different from usual readings where you just sit there like a stone and absorb all this knowledge. In this case, you have to remember what those little bells meant so that at the end of the page, we're going to ask you, where do we go next? And then someone's going to shout out a link, we will find the next link, and then we will continue this page on and on and on. Now, at any time, however, if you don't like any of the links, there are three general categories that are always available to anybody reading this hypertext novel, since this is our tour of the United States promoting the anthology The Unknown, and there is a map that can take you to several places in the United States. We go to lots of bookstores to promote this novel, and so at any place, you can say, we would like to go to a bookstore, and you can hear about a reading there, or we meet lots of interesting people, and of course we drop names ferociously, even people we have not met, even people we despise, even people we have no hope of ever meeting, We list them anyway. We pretend that we met them. We put them into the novel. We appropriate their being in our hypertext novel. So, you have tons of options. So listen carefully, listen for the bell, and we'll go on.
So we'll do the, listen for the bell, and then at the end of the page, unless maybe if we get caught on a reel, should we let just people shout out if they, if you get tired of the middle of a page, if like a story's a little boring,
yeah.
You can shout something out and we'll switch, because that's what you do when you were reading anyway.
That's true.
But,